what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show. I was muted. In the mute trick strikes again for the first time in a long time. But we, you know, we got another day. It's February 13th, day after the Super Bowl, day after. Never mind. I didn't have one of those. Shady Groove, get on in here.
Yes, you did. We know exactly what it was the day after. Welcome, everyone, to the MG Show. I decided to wear my Space Force shirt for you today, Jeff, because I feel like that we have a little momentous moment that we're watching for the government to figure out exactly what's going on. And I think that Space Force may have the answer. So I'm calling on Space Force to tell us what's going on.
And I'm wearing this one, Shady Groove. So I guess we're kind of...
There we go.
Yeah. So, you know, we got a lot of weird stuff going on out there, guys. You know, Project Bluebeam. I mean, not a single story on CNN's homepage or a mention of Drudge about the Ohio toxic dump, you know, and the head of transportation is saying nothing about it, you know, boot edge, right? What the hell is going on in Ohio and why isn't the media talking about it? We're going to talk about that a little bit today, Shady. We've got, you know, one balloon, and I want to make sure that you guys understand that it's only one balloon. Those other cylindrical, there was two cylindrical things and another octagonal shaped thing. So those weren't balloons, guys. And by the way, that balloon that was shot down from 40,000 foot view had English writing all over it. Could it be the Intel apparatchik that got deattached from Space Force, making up their own little spy devices, guys? Could it be not China? Could it be that it's the bloodlines and not actual countries, guys? Remember, you know, the bloodlines spew over all the countries, right? You know, there's you know, the shadow government in every country, Shady, right? I mean, we know this. It's no longer like we were, you know, taught to believe in the Olympics. Go USA, go China. You know, it's no longer that. It's one deep state apparatchik, Shady Groove.
I would completely agree with that assessment, and it's just very interesting because the more that they don't tell us what's going on, the more that we're going to fill in the blanks, and that is definitely not good for them. So they're kind of in a catch-22 right now. Either tell us what's going on and we're not going to believe you, or don't tell us and we're going to make stuff up.
So, like, I'm looking at DC Drano. He says, these balloons have sure been a good distraction from Pfizer admitting gain of function for COVID strains to boost profits in the vaccine affecting menstrual cycles and fertility. Hunter Biden's partial ownership of a Ukraine biolab and Biden caught blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. Not to mention Ghislaine Maxwell. He didn't put this in here. Ghislaine Maxwell names could be released. 167 names could be released. Mm-hmm. Wow. And, you know. And again, you know, DC Drano, this is a great truth, but they're not all balloons. There was only one balloon. Am I wrong? Am I right in that assessment?
No, from what they've told us, there's only one balloon, the balloon that was shot down before the onslaught of the other objects. They're continuously calling them objects.
And it's from China because everything was written in English on the payload.
No.
You know, so what is the narrative, folks? What are they trying to do? Could Space Force, you know, what, you remember they said, remember those green things from Hawaii, Shady? What are those? Let's talk about those. Is that actual Space Force or is that China, like they say?
I tell you what, that one got skipped over too, as a matter of fact, for some of these other things, the laser event that happened in Hawaii.
So we're going to try to make heads or tails of what's actually going on today right here on the MG show. But you know what? You've got to be in good health in order to do that. And I am using Field of Greens right here, guys. Fieldofgreens.com using code MG show. Okay, there it is right there. It's got a little blur. There it is. Boom. And I'm telling you right now, it's working really well for me. It gets me to the gym every day. And I highly suggest you guys help, you know, work out with me. Go to fieldofgreens.com. Get your five vegetables and fruits servings that you need. It's going to help you out. We're going to get you 15% by using MG show and 10% off all future orders by using that same code, Shady. Because, you know, I'm not good at, you know, cooking my vegetables every day and like, you know, eat your vegetables, Sonny. Okay, Mama Matrix. Where's the dog? So, you know, this is what I'm, you know, squirrel. And, you know, and if you guys, you know, don't feel good about it and your doctor says, if your doctor says, hey, keep up what you're doing. If he doesn't say that, you'll get a full refund. It's the only one that backs it by a full refund. But I'm telling you what, I'm getting more because I think this stuff is amazing. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MG show, Shady.
Absolutely. I really appreciate all of the support out there. And a matter of fact, a lot of you have supported Field of Greens. So we're getting Patriots healthier and healthier every day we click by here, Jeff.
Because all you little red pillars out there, you're slinging red pills. You're slinging truth. You got to be in good shape to do that.
That's exactly right, my friend.
And we are not brought to you by Pfizer. We are vaccine free. God bless you. And we need to get to those commercials because we're not sponsored by Lucifizer. We're sponsored by you, our fans. God bless you all. Shady, let's have Yeti roll that beautiful boom footage.
Roll it!
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there, and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented pill adjusts your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million My Pillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard My Pillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my premium queen for only $27.98, or my premium king only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
And thank you very much for joining us back here on rumble.com/MG Show, Red State Talk Radio, and Brighteon.tv. We love you, Brighteon. Thank you very much. Call 800-873-0478 to get your big, deep discounts, or go to MyPillow.com. Use code MG Show anywhere on MyPillow.com, or we have a landing page, MyPillow.com/MG Show. Shady Groove, welcome back.
Welcome back to you. Welcome back to all the fans out there, and welcome to a fresh Monday here on the MG Show. And I need to make a little bit of an announcement here, Jeff. You got a second?
No.
Yeah,
no.
So something crazy happened this past weekend. Like yesterday, there's something crazy. Like these people around me, they just keep getting older and older, and it's more and more obvious every day that their age is catching up to them. Sometimes they're getting a little bit forgetful. Sometimes they're getting a little bit slow. Don't you go hiding. Sometimes I saw that there. But I'd just like to, from my personal vantage point and in front of the audience of the MG Show, I'd like to wish to you, Jeffrey Peterson, I'd like to wish you a very, very happy birthday, my friend. I hope you had a great day yesterday. I talked to you a couple times. Seems like you were shot out of a cannon. Great things going on in your personal life. Really excited about that. Great things going on here at the MG Show. Really excited about that. And it's been, you know, it's been quite a journey. This is the fourth birthday of us working together, five birthdays that we've known each other. And this has been a crazy, incredible journey that we've been on. So for me, I'd like to say a very, very happy birthday to you, sir. I'm very, very excited to be here and working with you every day. It's easy to work with you, even though you're a pain in the butt, my friend. And the other people around you had some interesting things to share with you as well. And I think, and if I'm not wrong, if Yeti has not muted me yet, I think we have a little bit of a presentation here.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
No, I'm pretty sure. So let's see if I can hit this mark. But some of your great friends, moderators, and admins around you had some things they would like to share with you, my friend.
Happy birthday in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Happy birthday, Mr. Peterson, a.k.a. The Matrix. It's Tanya. I love you so much. I mean, you mean so much to so many, but I know for sure what you mean to me.
We're going to talk about someone very special in our movement.
I respect you so much.
Mr. Jeffrey Peterson, you may know him as In the Matrix. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
There's my favorite song. Wow.
Chase best friend of life. Face the path of time. And yet I fight, and yet I fight this battle. Thank you.
Randy.
I feel better there.
His birthday, and we went out to the community to talk to some fellow patriots, and here's what they had to say.
Hey Jeff, it's Marie Kelly. Just wanted to wish you a happy 55th birthday. You're officially a senior citizen now. Yeah, I turned 55 about 3 weeks ago. Go apply for those benefits. On a serious note, Jeff, what a pleasure it's been to know you, learn so much from you. This journey has been incredible in so many ways. I can contribute me being sober today because of you, because of the people that you have, the connection that MG Show's brought. And Karen, Kino, drove 3 hours. Come save my life. I think you remember. There's a reason. I'm never going to give up. I'm going to keep this fight. I'm going to fight for my children, your daughter, their children, and all the other children. God wins in the end, we know. We will keep moving forward. We will keep learning. Because the truth is learned, never told. And I learned that from you. I always thought of you like a son, even though we're the same age. I've always felt that I needed to protect you. You're an amazing father. You're an amazing son. You're an amazing brother. You're an amazing patriot. I hope you enjoy your day and you continue to keep up the good fight. Be safe out there, Jeff.
Here come the tears. Thank you.
And that day will come.
You're not gonna
where you're going to be standing next to our president, Donald J. Trump. And he's going to shake your hand and thank you. And I am blessed to be here to see that. I am blessed to be on this journey. I am wearing the armor of God every day. We will never stop fighting. Jeff, I hope you have a wonderful day. I love you so much. Where we go one, we go all.
Hey Matrix, it's Boomer. I just want to say thank you for being such an amazing inspiration in more ways than you could possibly know. I'll never forget the time we were out on the porch in Myrtle just having fun listening to Zach laugh. Have a wonderful birthday.
Hello, Jeff. Wanted to say happy birthday to you and hope you have a wonderful, beautiful day. Love you.
Hi, Jeff. This is Crude Awakening. I'm a newbie to the chat over the last year, but I have followed you since my Twitter days before my account got canceled. And I am here to wish you a very, very, very happy birthday. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate all the, and I came to the, you know, chat thinking I knew a lot, and I've only come to realize how little I do know. So I consider myself an anon in training, really a young anon in training. But I'm learning so much, and you have an amazing group of people who follow you, and I'm so thankful for you and wish you a wonderful birthday and many, many, many more to come. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Chris.
Matrix, it's Cutie. I just wanted to wish you a happy, happy birthday. I hope you have an amazing day, full of love, lots of laughs, and beautiful memories. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, thank Jeff. You, this is Thea. Yeah. I hope you have an amazing day. You deserve all the best. I'm so thankful I came across your channel 4 or 5 years ago now. Keep bringing the truth every day. We all need it, and we all appreciate it. Have a great birthday, Jeff. Thank you.
Happiest of birthdays, Matrix. Hope you have a great week of celebration. Finding your show, its content, this family provided the serenity needed to get through the pandemic and all the craziness over the past 2 years. I hope you're not sick of hearing that what you and Shady have is so special. Hang on to it for dear life. I'm honored to be sharing this journey and linking shields with this amazing group of patriots. Where we go one, we go all. With much love from a very grateful but fed up nation.
Love you, fed up.
Blessings, Jeff. Christian Supreme here, your good friend. Thank you so much for everything that you have done for this movement, for me personally, for my family, all the truth that you've led me to, everything that you've taught me, and everything that you and Shady, all the laughs that you and Shady have given me over the years is incredible. I can't believe I've been following y'all now already for 5 years. I was blessed to get to work with y'all for a little while. I still thank God every single day for those amazing days and that amazing time. I just want to let you know, my friend, that you are special and God loves you. Keep pushing forward. He always will have your back. Have a blessed, amazing birthday, Jeff, in the Matrix. You deserve it. God bless you,
love you
and your family.
Hey, Jeff. Stella here. When we first met, I was a hot mess. You welcomed me in like family and guided me to think for myself and use my own discernment, instead of believing in all of the chaos. With you, I am a much stronger person. What a roller coaster ride it's been. Most of my memorable moments of you is when you red-pilled everybody in the airport. So funny. And when General Flynn came on chat, that was amazing. And the press passes to the Trump rally, so sweet. And all of the influential people you interviewed on the show. It's just awesome. All your personal attacks to get here, fighting the good fight for truth, freedom, and our voices to be heard. You have taken me through so many emotions. But as you say, a fact is a fact, whether we like it or not. You are making a difference in this world. And you definitely made a difference in mine. You made me feel like family. And if I was standing next to you right now, I'd give you a big, huge hug, brother. Because I'm a hands-on type of girl. What an awesome pressure. Time to be alive, to celebrate this day with you. And I'm wishing you many, many, many more. Love you. Stella. Happy birthday.
Hey, Jeff. This is Eddie, aka United States of Q, wishing you a very happy birthday. I hope that it is a great day and you have a great time with great people. Where we go one, we go all.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jeff. Ooh. Happy birthday to you. We love you very much. We're all mad and Aussie.
Oh, happy birthday to you. I hope you're having a fabulous day, my friend. Thank you ever so much for all that you do for us out here. I'm so very, very grateful. I wish you a beautiful day and a happy, happy birthday. All the best from Miss Coco and her cat.
Hey, Jeff. Yes, I have Gem Coms playing in the background, thanks to you and your unbelievable way of finding the truth and doing what you do every day. I just want to wish you a very happy birthday. I was drawn to you by those beautiful eyes. I'm an eye person, so I have to admit that's what drew me to you, and not to mention the fact that you spoke truth. So thank you so much for everything that you do. Happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. And yeah, love you, brother.
Happiest of birthdays, Jeff. Cheers to you and the MG show.
Hey, Jeff, I just want to wish you a very happy birthday. Your continued fight for the truth is infectious. The group of patriots standing up for the truth who listen to you know that the truth is learned, never told. They know not to just listen to you, but to do their own research. Because of this, just look at how many stood up in the face of tyranny with the truth on their side. Look at how you have inspired a movement that is taking back freedom, and like David and Goliath, they are up against a global foreign billionaires with their pop-up foundations paying violent activists to push their evil agendas. We will win because God wins. I just want to say thank you for staying the course, even when people in this freedom movement stab you in the back. Thank you for standing up for the Constitution, truth, and God. 2 Corinthians 3:16, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. God bless you, sir, and have a very happy birthday.
Hey, Jeff, just wanted to take this opportunity to say happy birthday to you. You are absolutely amazing, and I hope you have an even more amazing day. Always remember that whenever necessary, just let go and let God. He'll always have your back, always. Your friend, Milwaukee Mike.
Hi, Jeff, this is James Meter calling, and I just wanted to say happy birthday to you. Hope you're doing good, brother. Bless you, on this day.
We love him so much, and everybody says that's a patriot right there. So if you aren't familiar with this patriot, him and his partner in truth, Shady Groove, they have a show Monday through Friday, 12:05 to 2 p.m. Eastern. It is definitely going to be worth your time. They are dedicated to finding the truth and presenting the facts. The pursuit is right here. We love them so much, and it is not without a cost. The powers that be do not want you to know the truth, but a phenomenal thing has happened in 2017. We know him as Q. When he came onto the scene, everything we knew had changed. In case you weren't aware, Jeff was Q'd a number of times. Check this out.
Love you, brother.
Are you living in the matrix? Listening to a Shady Groove? Are you falling down the rabbit hole? And all you want is truth. No one can tell you what to believe. The truth is there for you to find. Come and join the digital army, the warriors of the modern time. What is the future of the human race? When the news are right in your face, when politicians. We're only wrong until we're right, and
Hey, Jeff, I hope you've enjoyed this video, and I hope you realize how much you mean to all of us. True to form, I have to end this with a good laugh. So, on those days that you can't quite remember who you are because, you know, you're getting a little up in years, this next video is for you. I hope you enjoy this part. Hi guys, Lena here, and I'm standing at this location where our undercover reporters earlier today were able to get on film a foul cartel that is operating right in this backyard. The footage they were able to obtain is exceptionally disturbing.
What are you doing here?
Shady sent me.
Shady sent you? What? Are you from that Project Veritas?
No, ma'am.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for some eggs for Shady.
You're looking for some eggs? Well, I tell you, this can't happen. No, this one time, just because you're a mighty handsome little feller.
Yeah.
Look. You see these babies right here? I've been working on some variants. Shh. It's a secret. These right here, these are the gems right there. Them $7 a piece. But I tell you what, I'm going to cut you a deal. Are you a big spender or a little spender?
I'm a little spender.
Man. Are you sure? Because, hold on a second.
Okay.
Cause I got a good deal on a carton of them brownies.
We're returning to the house where earlier today one of our undercover agents bought some eggs off of Granny. Excuse me, ma'am.
What are you doing here? Stop the film! I ain't sold no eggs. Stop the filming. Stop! There's no eggs! There's no eggs! Look, there's no eggs! No eggs! You're a liar! You're a liar! You're a liar!
Wow, that was extremely bizarre. We'll be following up on this story. Stay tuned.
My name is Jeff.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed it. We love you so much, Matrix. Happy birthday, and we wish you 1,000 more. Where we go one, we go all. And this was a special edition from Lena's Arena. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Wow. Wow, Tanya. Thank you so much. And everybody that put that together, I don't even know what to say.
Happy birthday, Mr. Peterson, a.k.a. The Matrix. It's Tanya. I love you so much. I mean, you mean so much to so many, but I know for sure what you mean to me. And it's everything. I respect you so much. I cherish your thoughts, your emotions, and I understand from every line where you're coming from. I feel your frustrations. I see your tears, your sweat, and I love you so much. I'm only speaking for myself. I know everyone in the whole wide world loves you, but I love you too, and I'm a part of that eclectic group. You are the man with the mic in your hand, literally. I love you so much, and thanks for believing in me. Thanks for having faith in me and welcoming me with warm, open arms. I've never felt so special these last few years, I tell you. And your mod staff and your Telegram group people are the best people in the whole wide world. They've all treated me like family. I've never felt any static from any of them at all, from Lady P the mayor all the way down to every single one. I love you so much. Happy birthday. Thank you so much for everything, and may God continue to bless and keep you in his perfect peace. Where we go one, we go all. Bye-bye.
Hey Jeff, little froggy told me it's your birthday today, man. Well, happy birthday, brother. I hope you have an awesome day, man. Thank you for everything you do. Love you, brother.
That's cool.
It's another day, another week, another month. Traveled around the sun yet again, and I'm being told that I had to record something. So here it is. Happy birthday, Jeff. I've been around you now for quite some time. You know, we've been through some pretty interesting things, and I have to say it's been a lot of fun. You know, I'm glad that we got to be friends, and I'm glad that you've allowed me to be a part of this journey that you're on, and it's just awesome. I know this isn't like the typical thing that I lay out, you know, where it's kind of funny and everything, but to be honest with you, I'm nursing a fucking hangover. So, yeah. So that you get the hungover serious, you see. So
he means every word.
There you go, bro. Happy birthday. Yeah, and I love you, man.
I love Mr. You too, bro. Jeffrey wow. Peterson, uh-huh. AKA In the Matrix. I heard it was your birthday again. It just seems like we did this just like yesterday. But hey, I'm game. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to put some people to sleep with my voice and just let you know that I wish you a very happy, happy birthday. And tell Mama Matrix I said thanks for letting you be born, because you are one of a kind and we need you out there. This is a vertical movement and you're at the top of it and making things happen. MG show's killing it. You and Shady Groove together, the dynamic duo. Have a happy, happy birthday, Jeff. Love you, brother.
Jeff, you really do have a voice for us. We come and join the MG experience not because we have to, but because we have a parallel love and desire for this country to be great again, like you do. Your heart to help many of us in becoming better diggers is why many of us get involved, and the information that no one else dare touches is why I personally encourage you back today with this celebration of your birthday. Thank you for making MG Show what it is and motivating many, many patriots around the world to take action and get involved. Sincerely wish you a happy birthday, my friend. And In the Matrix will always be forever reigning champ on Pinata.
Hey, Jeff, it's Keek. Happy birthday. I hope I'm coming in 5-5. Did you see what I did there? Huh? No? Maybe? Okay. Moving on. But no, Jeff, seriously, on your birthday, I can think of no better time than to let you know how appreciative I am that you have brought me into your family here, the MG family. I never knew you could have such a close-knit, loving, and supportive family online. I've never experienced anything like it, and I owe it all to you. And I can't wait what the future has in store for all of us. And I'm going to be right along with you for the ride. Happy birthday, Jeff. I love you.
On this day, a very special person came into this world, and I am forever grateful. Your birthday is the perfect time to remind you what a wonderful person you are, and a good reminder for me about how grateful I am to have you in our lives. Where to start? Family. Always there if anyone needs you, accepting all for who they are. Being a brother I never had, and of course, Uncle Tricks to the girls. Building the foundation of so much knowledge and teaching that the girls are going to carry throughout their lifetime. Someone they look up to with so much admiration. A teacher. One of the best teachers of truth, and finding that truth we are all looking for. You've touched thousands of people's lives with all that you teach. Your integrity. Something you never, ever compromise, even in the worst situations. Standing strong in your beliefs. One of the most admirable traits I admire about you. You radiate such an absolute abundance of love and light for everyone you touch. You give so much of you to all of us. You gift us with all your existence. I've said it before, the generations after us will all be touched one way or another by all that you do every day so selflessly. In my life, I met some amazing people who forever changed me. You should know one of those amazing people is you. You always take the time to care, to listen, and to understand. You really make a difference in the lives of those around you. The list is so long. Thank you, Mama Matrix, for raising such an amazing human being for all of us to love, admire, and aspire to be. I want to wish you, Trix, the happiest birthday ever. I love you, the girls love you, and here's to many more.
Happy birthday, Matrix!
Happy birthday to my favorite person in the whole world.
Happy birthday, Matrix. We love you.
Love hey, you Jeff. It's Thank Kino you. Here. Wishing a no. happy birthday to my brother from another mother. So grateful for this MG family that you and Shady built. Your energy and dedication to the movement is infectious. Keep killing it, Jeff. Have an amazing day. Oh my God, do you love it?
I love it.
So here we go.
He loves it.
Another day. And man, you're just fucking getting older, bro. And it's just a thing now, I guess. So,
you know, now, right?
I'm here to wish you a happy birthday and remind you just how old you actually are. You're actually old enough to be my dad, which is both funny and weird at the same time. But I love you, bro. And I appreciate everything, you know, that you do. I appreciate you being the friend that you are to me. You know, and I appreciate being able to go with you on this journey. And here's to another year, bro. I love you so much. And let's keep kicking ass.
You got Happy it. Birthday, Jeff. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for the community you have created. The MG Show family means so much to so many people. And without you and Shady, it would have never been a thing. So thank you. Happy birthday. God bless you. We love you. Hope you have an amazing 2023. God bless you, brother.
Hey, Jeff. Another year of this crazy journey is come and gone, and I still get to be walking it with you. You never cease to amaze me how many hits you can take. Still get up, dust yourself off, flip them the bird, and keep pushing forward, no matter what. I have to say your strength and endurance is amazing to me. So, I hope this coming year brings you even greater things than last year, and I hope I get to celebrate them with you. Love you, brother. Happy birthday.
Hey, it's Rudy here. I hope this day is glorious for you. I know you must be tired at your age from all this winning. There's lots of winning to go, and you ain't getting any younger. Happy birthday, sir.
Hey, Jeff. Lena here. Where do I start? To say this has been an interesting journey would be an understatement. It started off with finding you and Shady, and then I found a family. I've gotten to really know you as a person this past year. We've had a lot of laughs. We've fought a battle or two together, and I wouldn't change this adventure for anything. I would do it 1,000 times over. And now you're stuck with me. I just want to really thank you for holding the line of truth. I know at times the fallout has been a heavy load to bear. But I believe in the midst of adversity, you see the true character of a person. And I am honored to have seen your character. I hope this birthday is the beginning of a new level that brings you all the good things in your life. I wish you all the joy and an abundance of love going forward into your senior years. Thank you for being one of my closest friends. I love you much, and happy birthday, Jeff.
Jeff, I consider you among some of the highest quality people I know of. I had just started on YouTube, and you were the only Anon to even consider helping me out. We have grown to become good friends over the years. You have mentored me, were there for me when I had my daughter and lost my mother. You have given me valuable advice on various aspects of life. Advice on being a good father. Advice on being a good husband. You name it. You were there for me. You are the hardest working Anon in our community. Seriously, man. You never stop. Happy birthday, you old codger. Much love, LK.
In the Matrix. Hey, dude, it has been another year. And quite a few shows, quite a few amazing events have happened since then. A lot of winning on our end. And it's time for all of your beautiful friends to come together and tell you how much we love you, dude. Happy birthday, Jeff. You are one of my biggest heroes on this whole crazy battlefield. And I admire you so much, dude. I love the show. I don't know if I've ever told you guys, but I really do love the MG show. It's so informative and so inspiring, and entertaining at the same time. I laugh the whole entire 2 hours, 5 days a week. It's incredible what you guys have accomplished. I love your partner in justice, Muti Groove. What a great dude to stand beside of with a big sword and armored up, man. I love you, dude. Happy birthday. Thank you for all you do for all of us, man. You've built a foundation where we can come and have family and have our church. You give us the courage to go out onto the battlefield and do what we are called to do, man. So you're a huge leader in this movement. You were one of God's best warriors, brother. I love you so much. Please keep doing what you're doing. And happy birthday, bro.
Well, it's that time of the year again, man. It's that wonderful day called your birthday. It's one of those days that just constantly reminds you just how old you're getting. So here pretty soon, we're probably going to have to start putting makeup on you before you go on camera, you know, because we're going to have to start covering up the wrinkles and stuff. And I've already ordered you some Just for Men for your hair so that we can keep it a color and there's no more gray because the grays are starting to show. You know, so just keep that in mind. You know, we've got to keep the level of production like on point, and nobody likes old people. So stay young, have fun, and I love you. Happy birthday, bro.
You're lucky.
Happy birthday, Jeff. It's been a long road, and where would we be without you? Thank you so much for all you do for the channel, for giving us the news and loving us the way that you do. I'm so thankful I've got to know you like a brother. You always put a smile on my face. 20 bucks is 20 bucks, and go Pack Go. I hope to see you make another trip around the sun, and happy birthday. Yep.
In the Matrix, Jeff, man, I cannot believe it's been another trip around the sun. Time flies when you're winning. Never get tired of it. Keep fighting for us, brother. Love you, man. Happy birthday.
Hey, Matrix, this is your boy Queued Up wishing you a happy birthday. Have a wonderful day and year, my brother.
Happy birthday, Matrix. What a wild 5 years. We've been through a few of your birthdays. You know, watching you grow over the last 5 years has been an experience that I wouldn't trade. Seeing the passion that you display helps to inspire me in following the truth and never settling for less than the truth. Thank you for that, Matrix. And here's to another wonderful trip around the sun.
Sending you these birthday wishes with lots of hugs on your special day. Hope you have an excellent birthday and fantastic year to come. Much love, Liberty.
So it's that time again. Another trip around the sun. Wow. And the battle continues on. Happy birthday, Jeff. And one of the great things I look forward to about this day is mine and you see nothing, so right around the corner. So enjoy yours. Have a blast so that we can then have ours. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Aaron. I love you, bro.
Hey, Jeff. It's Demos. Just wanted to wish you a really happy birthday. It was super awesome seeing you last weekend. Remember, together we're stronger. Love you, man.
No wrinkles. There's no wrinkles there, Katie. Oh, wow. That's amazing, guys. Katie, oh, my gosh. How these videos are getting better and better.
I'm telling you what, man.
Wait a minute. Happy birthday to Jeff, too. This is my place now because you got me kicked out of Congress, Jeff. I'm coming for you, buddy. I'm coming for you. You hear me? I'm coming.
And there you go, my friend. A big testament. You know, we set out on this journey a little over 4 years ago, and we were very serious about our mission statement here and what we plan to do. And it has been amazing to sit here beside you every day. It's been amazing to participate in this great awakening, because the reality of the situation is the evil that we fight is very, very real. And whenever we said that we were going to set out on this journey to help save the world, well, you just got a little glimpse of what your goal has, what of your goals so far has been accomplished. And wow. We love you very much, my friend. And it was amazing to spend last weekend with you. And these guys did an awesome job getting all this stuff together for you today. And so we all just want to say to you that, you know, it's been a blessing and we're not done yet. And, let's get started on next year, my friend.
And every single one of you, you Shady, and every single one of you in that video. And I know there's probably people that didn't make it in there, and I love you guys, all of you, man. Wow. I'm not crying. You're crying, you know,
and we got it. I think I
should be here this afternoon. I'm 35.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody that took a lot of effort from the guys in the background. And there's also a really awesome card that they're going to send to you. And they took a lot of time, and Megan did an amazing job on the card. And so we're going to be taking a little break here, guys, and give Jeff a moment to recuperate. We're going to be taking 5 minutes. And so that he can tell me how much he loves me and how much that he idolizes the fact that I'm so much younger. You know, I mean, you know, I'm not even 50 yet, and he's halfway through it already. So everybody, hang tight. We love you very much, my friend.
Thank you, man. And you're not getting older; you're getting longer, Shady. I take it from me. I know.
it's a good warning.
If you guys understand what that means,
I'm here. I'm in
payment now, man. I tell you, guys, I love
you
all.
The world.
I know. Thank you so much. I don't even know what to do, but I'm gonna go like these tears. God bless you all. Thank you for the amazing, beautiful wishes. We love you. And Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words. In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh my God.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there, and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen for only $27.98. Or my Premium King, only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Gotta love that.
Where'd it go?
It's here. I'm frozen.
Hey, frozen.
Here we go. I'm freezing. Hey. Hang on.
What's the temp?
It shoots situations instead of bullets. Propelled by data processing instead of a chemical reaction or explosion originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder and from a computer instead of a gun. Operated by a computer programmer instead of a marksman under the orders of a banking magnate instead of a military general. It makes no obvious explosive noises, causes no obvious physical or mental injuries, and does not obviously interfere with anyone's daily social life. Yet it makes an unmistakable noise, causes unmistakable physical and mental damage, and unmistakably interferes with daily social life. The public cannot comprehend this weapon and therefore cannot believe that they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong. But because of the technical nature of the silent weapon, they cannot express their feeling in a rational way or handle the problem with intelligence. In order to achieve a totally predictable economy, the low-class elements of the society must be brought under total control. In effect, must be housebroken. trained from a very early age, before they have an opportunity to question the propriety of the matter. In order to achieve such conformity, the lower class family unit must be disintegrated by a process of increasing preoccupation of the parents and the establishment of government-operated daycare centers for the occupationally orphaned children. The quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that the moat of ignorance isolating the inferior class from the superior class is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior class. With such an initial handicap, even bright lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. This form of slavery, and slavery it is, to be sure, is essential to maintaining some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling upper class. Dear listeners, when a silent weapon is applied gradually, the public adjusts, adapts to its presence, and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, psychological, via economic, becomes too great and they just simply crack up. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobility of the individuals of a society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking their sources of natural and social energy and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses.
I kind of wanted to play that, Shady, because now we're like used to these things being balloons now, Shady, you know, and they're not balloons. And there's so much happening. You've got, you know, silent weapons for quiet wars, which is the economy, the eggs, the farmers, the, you know, the milk, all the different prices in the economy. They started with toilet paper. That was their test run. I mean, just very interesting, huh?
Yeah, it is very interesting because the psychological operations are kind of bleeding through, you know? I mean, it's like they as a matter of fact, people couldn't believe what happened with the balloon, number one, and they're not coming out and giving us any type of details on what these other crafts or objects were. Like I said before, just leaving it open to complete speculation, which is essentially a psychological operation, right?
Yeah, and I'm stuck. My computer's frozen.
Hey, you look
see
good.
Me?
Yeah, you look. That's a pretty good look there.
So I don't know what
it's
to like, do.
It's not there blurry.
More balloons. It's all a distraction. Wow.
Refresh. Where'd it go?
I can't. My computer's. I'm gonna have to.
Everything stuck. You can reboot. Yep. We'll come back.
All right.
We're gonna wait for Jeff to get straightened out. We kind of saw that his computer was freezing and at the beginning anyway. But jumping into a little bit of what kind of happened over the weekend and what you all witnessed and saw. Effectively, you watched the balloon debacle a week and a half ago, kind of getting everybody questioning what's going on in the administration. And then we had a claim of a cylindrical object taken down over Alaska on Friday. Okay. And so everybody was like kind of scratching their heads, like, what do you mean by a cylindrical object? Then move into early in the day or midday on Saturday, they had the event or object that Canada, the Prime Minister Trudeau, ordered shot down. They gave us no information on that whatsoever. What are they looking at? What are they shooting down? Why is Trudeau scrambling American jets to shoot down an object over Canada? And then yesterday, the lake Huron, or over the lake up there near Michigan, an event at 20,000 feet. So 20,000 feet over Michigan. We had 40,000 feet shoot down over Alaska. The one in Canada was somewhere in between. The high altitude balloon was at 60 plus thousand feet. So there's a definite distinction, a differentiation there that they're seemingly not willing to make in public, all the way to the point where we had the Defense Department coming out saying that they weren't ruling anything out. Okay. And now whenever Jeff gets back over here, we're going to give you a little bit of a lead into some of the things that happened right before that, because we had a very interesting post by Dan Scavino, and we had on Twitter with the ET. He posted a post of the ET movie picture with the boy on the bike riding in front of the moon. Well, very interesting, the moon coming into play in that post, because the post directly connects to a timestamp where Q was asked in the Q&A about the moon landings being faked. Literally an exact hit on the timestamp. So what in the world are they all, what are they trying to do, and what are they trying to show us? We told you last week about John Podesta giving over $2 billion to the competitor to Elon Musk in Tesla, and then all of a sudden now we're seeing objects that they're telling us are being shot down. Now, if you remember, it's kind of interesting, but they were never telling you anything about crafts or objects that could fly that were outside of the known airplane genre, right? Balloon, airplane, now objects are flying around. So it seems like they are trying to get everybody distracted from the important things that happened last week. What were the important things that happened last week? Jim Jordan and the weaponization of the FBI hearings was absolutely jaw-dropping. Grassley's testimony was unbelievably infuriating. And if you didn't watch Grassley's testimony in front of that hearing, I recommend that you go back and do that, because what he did is he went through the exact sequence of events that occurred leading up to Russiagate, leading into the Mueller report, leading up to all of these different things that have occurred, and the way that they were surreptitiously preventing Congress from getting access to any information and stonewalling them, claiming sources and methods and techniques and whatever. And now we have the FBI coming out whistleblowing on all of those facts. And that's a huge story that happened last week that they're trying to distract you from. Also, we have Ghislaine Maxwell. They're saying that these names for Ghislaine Maxwell are going to be coming out, 160 some names. That was published last week. Again, they keep publishing this over and over again, saying that these things are going to be happening, these names are going to be released, and then it's always kicking the can down the road. But again, all of this pressure, you guys, all of us together have been putting all of this pressure in a pretty seamless fashion against the establishment. Now, also, what else happened last week? Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, actually got a Pfizer CEO, a high-up Pfizer employee, to sit there and tell everybody that the vaccines don't work, that gain of function is not only what they're doing, but it's their goal of what they're trying to get to weaponize viruses against humanity. It's not just something that they found in nature, or something that they're protecting you against, or something that leaked from a lab, but something that they released, something that they created. Okay, that those indications directly go in stark contrast to what they've been explaining to you about all of these different events. How in the world do they think you're going to interpret that? How in the world do they feel that they're going to sit there and continue to get you to listen to them and to understand what's being said whenever they can't get their story straight? And effectively, I think that this is a bit of the red pilling that you're experiencing. And we, you know, soft disclosure, whatever. I mean, I don't really know about that. I don't know if this is what they're going, but we played that clip from Bill Cooper earlier. And if you've listened to Bill Cooper, you would realize that, you know, Bill told us many times he had the experiences of the ships that he saw. And then he later recanted and said, these things are made by us. This is our intelligence agency. This is what they're really doing. And then, you know, you can kind of deduce from there. Hey, did we get you back, Jeff? Hey, bud, did you make it? No, I can't hear him. Muty Matrix. Yep. He's out. We can see you, but we can't hear you yet. We don't have him. Let me see if I can get over here. I was going to bring up the one article. Let me see if I can find it. And then I'll bring the screen up, Yeti, here in a second when I get over here to it.
How about now?
And oh yeah. But what?
You got me?
Oh, yes. Hey.
You got me now.
Birthday boy. Yes, sir. We got you. 5-5.
Yeah. Why is it 5-5 all the time now?
I don't know.
It used to be fun to say 5-5. Now it's...
Now you're mad.
I know. Now I'm mad. Yeah. So you know, thank you. I don't know what happened, Shady. Like my computer just froze. So I had to just reboot and then reboot twice. So here I am. I'm back. So we had gremlins in the computer.
I just went through and kind of gave a little bit of an overview of what happened with all of the objects over the weekend and just a little synopsis of some of that stuff. Didn't dig into anything too big yet.
Yeah, you know, just looking at everything, you know, it's been, you know, all the different stuff that they're covering up, Shady. I mean, we knew about Project Bluebeam, you know, where they were going to use UFOs. They were going to use UFOs, right? Everybody's calling them all balloons. They are not all balloons, Shady. Their only balloon was one with English writing on the payload, okay? So I don't know if it even came from China. We cannot trust the mainstream news one iota, Shady.
I agree with that, and we can't, especially whenever they come out and they're not talking about these things, and they're acting like it's not a big deal. I mean, they're effectively acting like shooting objects down that aren't aircraft isn't a big deal.
No, it's totally normal, Shady, and you know we're not at any DEFCON or anything either. I mean, you would think like, okay, either they know something is happening, Shady, right? Because it is them. That's why it's no big deal. I mean, wouldn't that make sense as to why this is no big deal?
That would make perfect sense.
You know, and I, you know, had the kind of epiphany, Shady, just thinking about it, right? So you got Space Force was created under Donald J. Trump. Remember Jen Psaki, the redheaded chick from the 1630 Fund that's funded by Arabelle Advisors, and We Demand Justice, funded by the 1630 Fund, funded by Arabelle Advisors, funded by the deep state, foreign and domestic billionaires. Remember that?
Yeah. And paid the circle away. Back lady.
Yeah, circle back. So she circled back and said, oh, you need to ask Space Force about Space Force, because they didn't like it, if you recall, back in the earlier days. They didn't like Space Force. So did the 51 intelligentsias, you know, those awesome people that said that, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop appears to be Russian disinfo, yet we have them on film smoking crack and doing weird things with young people, including possibly Obama's daughter, guys. You know, so that was not fake. Now, you know, what do you do? How do you distract from this Ohio? I mean, they're saying that schools of fish are dying. You've got, you know, that. You've got Hunter Biden's dealings with China, not to mention Iraq, you know, Kazakhstan, like you were mentioning earlier, Shady, Ukraine, all of it. Then you've got the failing support for the Ukraine war. You've got a congressman openly saying, hey, look, I got a Ukraine Azov battalion flag, and if you guys didn't support Ukraine, we're going to come after you. What the heck? We don't support Nazis. I'm sorry. Even though you call us all Nazis, you know, it's so stupid, Shady. What else do we got out there? I mean, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell, who is guilty for child trafficking kids to nobody.
Yeah.
So what do we have to do? Bring out the UFOs, maybe? I mean, you know, guys, something it doesn't smell right about any of this. And for all of us thinking that these are all balloons, they said cylindrical objects. They didn't say balloon. And then they said an octagon.
Yeah, octagon. Yeah. What are they talking about?
They weren't balloons, guys. Budget, right? For dark budget. Could this be the 80% dark that we're getting a glimpse into? You know, remember the things from Hawaii looked like, you know, green lasers coming down. Was that Space Force? They're saying it's a Chinese satellite. They don't have control of the satellite. So did they have to hobble one together, Shady, and call it a Chinese balloon and it was really theirs? I mean, these are just questions I have. I don't have the answer. But I surely do not believe the mainstream narrative at all.
No, we can't. We honestly can't. And they've proven themselves wrong so many times. And then you just briefly mentioned this event that happened in Ohio that we're not getting any information on. I mean, we know that there was a train derailment. We know that there was massive chemicals in the train cars, and we know that they got mixed together and then that they blew the whole thing up. And you just mentioned that was a story, I think, that just came out this morning talking about schools of fish turning up in the water near the derailment, and lots of people talking about effects from breathing this stuff in. What are they covering up there too? They came out. I saw an article yesterday where they're trying to blame Trump for the train derailment because he stopped extra brakes being put on the train. I think that goes back to the Obama administration that did that. But Trump, again, with the derailment in the mainstream news. So it's obviously something's happening they don't want us to know about. And journalists were getting arrested at the press conference for asking questions.
Yeah, he got charged for trespassing, but was later released. But they're asking questions. This is the Norfolk Southern Railroad. You know who owns that railroad, Shady, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at a little bit of the Ohio Chernobyl event that you are not seeing on CNN Fox. Chuck, are you going to report this? Let's see if Tucker reports this tonight. I know they watch.
Friday, 20 of them carrying hazardous materials as flames lit up the sky in northeastern Ohio.
The evacuation order is in place for anyone within a mile radius of the crash site.
These aren't storm clouds. This is the fucking shit! The fucking shit they burn off in East Palestine! This is not fucking storm clouds! Look at it!
I got arrested.
Officials are claiming that the air and water are safe. Residents say they can still smell chlorine. They've complained about their eyes watering when they go outside. And one woman says the noxious air killed her chickens.
Out of nowhere, he just started coughing really hard and just shut down and went very fast.
Look at all these fucking crows. I'm not kidding. This is within 10 miles of East Palestine.
If you have not evacuated, please leave the area.
So there's a little bit, Shady, of a view into what actually happened. I know there was language, but you know what? We need to let people express themselves via the First Amendment. This is frustration. This is what people sound like when they're frustrated. Sorry, mean tweets. Ooh. But Shady, what do you think of the images that you just saw there?
Well, I think that there's definitely some sense or some sort of chlorine associated with this. I would almost guarantee that. A lot of people don't realize how much chlorine America uses and how much is moved on rail. It's very, very dangerous to move that stuff on rail. And if whenever chlorine concentrated gets mixed with other random chemicals, I mean, it can be absolutely disastrous. And it makes me think that that's exactly what's going on here. I mean, why are they even bringing in words like Chernobyl, the Chernobyling? I mean, that's definitely been in the conversation for the last few days now since this all began. So, whatever's going on, the rail companies are going to attempt to hide it because they want to hide any sort of liability they may have to the people around in the residential areas surrounding the derailment.
Yeah. And this is, we were talking about the matrix. I call it matrix code. Check it out. This is, in Hawaii. They say it comes from China. Look at the, see those? Here they come. See that? Very interesting.
Are they? There you go. Yep. You can see it move across the top there, guys.
Here's contrast enhanced.
There we go.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is right there, guys. Almost, so, you know,
it almost seemed like it was going in a circle around the island. Someone said they felt like it was that it encircled the island. Wasn't that video taken from the observatory? Am I wrong? That was an observatory that took that.
Subaru Ashashi Star camera live stream on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was an observatory. But yeah, someone was mentioning that they saw it moving like around, like almost at an angle. like it was the light was at an angle. Let me see, and it was moving like this. It wasn't like coming straight down. You know, it had it had angle to it, which is interesting as well.
Yeah. And then, you know, this toxic train derailment, they're now sparking, rightfully so, Shady Groove, lawsuits. And the government is already paying people $1,000, allegedly. You know, I don't have that sauce, but let's just check it out. This is read it on Breitbart.
That means they want you to shut up.
Yeah. Toxic Ohio train derailment sparks federal lawsuit, calls for health tests. Look at this, Shady. That's... I mean, a federal lawsuit has been launched in the wake of the fiery train derailment carrying toxic chemicals along the Ohio-Pennsylvania line last week. This action seeks to force Norfolk Southern to initiate health testing for residents in both states. Undetermined damages are also being sought, as well as full insight into the nature of the chemicals released into the atmosphere and a water table. And the water table, guys. Look at this accident, Shady. Look at this. AP reports the lawsuit was filed on Thursday by two Pennsylvania residents, calls for the rail operator to pay for medical screenings and related care for anyone living within a 30-mile radius of the derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. About 50 cars, including 10 carrying hazardous materials, derailed February 3rd in the village. No one was injured in the derailment, investigators said. It was caused by a broken axle.
Let's check a broken axle wouldn't be anything to do with the braking system that they're blaming on Trump.
That's right. Let's check this out. So this is some of the view. Let's look at this. This is, wow. Look at this, guys. Look at, and this is not on Drudge Report. It's not on anywhere. I don't think you can see any this coverage anywhere, Shady Groove.
Yeah, it wasn't trending on Twitter this morning either.
You know, when it happened on February 3rd, I think we saw some pictures like this, but not a peep since. I mean, look at
kind these of just images. Yeah, it was just the immediate reports. You know, it was very innocuous right off the bat of like, you know, oh, a train derailment, like it was nothing. And then a couple days went by, and then what was it? Over the weekend, they blew it up. Like they said, they blew it up. Now, what does that even mean? I mean, look at what have we watched in the last few weeks? So talking about all of these the stuff in the air, the balloon objects, all these things in the air. We've also got the massive train derailment. We've got airplanes that are almost running into each other. I don't know if you saw the video of the FedEx plane that almost landed on the Spirit airliner the other day in, I think it was California. Where was that at? But like all these transportation issues that we know who are in control of all the transportation issues, right?
Yeah. Boot edge edge.
Boot edge edge.
So this happened under Boot Edge Edge's watch, and let's not forget that. Kick Dreaming just said that the White House said no ETs are over U.S. airspace, according to Disclosed TV. No ETs over the United States. You know, and
why do
that
they have
kind
to
of
say
that? Could be, yeah, well, that could be confirming that that was them, guys.
Or they could be lying to us when there really are ETs.
Take me to your leader. Why are you Shady? Project Bluebeam. Oh my God. You know, I don't believe anything these people say anymore, Shady Groove. It's crazy. Either.
But it is
earlier
funny.
Earlier today, we had a U-Haul driver struck several pedestrians in Brooklyn, New York. Incident was described as possible terrorism, bomb squad investigating, but the driver is in custody. There's the U-Haul truck right there. That's a view from Chopper. The chopper in New York from Channel 2. But interesting, huh, Shady?
Yeah, I'm waiting on the Biden administration to introduce legislation to ban U-Hauls.
Yeah. We got this guy. This guy kind of nailed it because, you know, there's so much being exposed right now, Shady. So the alien invasion, is that a Hail Mary? And, you know, is that all they got left in their playbook? Have they expanded all their ammunition? Let's watch this guy. Check it out.
Crap. Let me summarize all the stories that are coming out right before this UFO conveniently got everybody's attention off of them. It's starting to look likely that Joe Biden was responsible for the Nord Stream pipeline blowing up, dude. That's an act of war, and he lied about it, and it's a climate catastrophe, and nobody's talking about it.
Hunter Biden is going after people for sharing personal information from, guess what? The laptop, which means it was his, which means Joe Biden lied about everything. The emails in that laptop prove that Joe Biden was making money on Chinese and Ukraine business deals with his son. There's Twitter hearings going on right now, and the former Twitter executives are saying that they cooperated with the FBI to censor that Hunter Biden laptop story from you, the public, right before an election, which is more election meddling than any other bad country could hope for. The other thing the public's being made aware of is all of the side effects that are coming from the vaccines, because the government employees are telling the Twitter executives, I've got side effects that I can't get rid of, and you censored the information which would have helped me make a better decision, from Harvard and Stanford medical experts. There's also massive excess deaths that are happening in almost every country right now, and nobody can figure out why. And now they've added that COVID-19 vaccine to the routine schedule for children. Some won't be able to even go to school unless they get this shit, dude. But your friend the media is telling you about the UFO.
Wow. UFO. Perfect. I mean, perfect. Somebody said that they posted that on their Instagram. Who said that? But awesome. C Page said, yes, I posted it on my Instagram. Wait. Yeah. With my family. Great Normie Red Pill. That is a great Normie Red Pill. That guy laid it out pretty good. I mean, look at all the news that is breaking against them. Normally we get school shootings when bad news is about for them. But look at what we're going now. Have they expanded all their, you know, ammunition, Shady? Are we now seeing the 20%? Are we now in black? Like, what's going on? You know, Q told us about, you know, 80% dark operations, 20%, right? Non-dark, right? Visible. Are we getting a glimpse into the 80%?
It appears that is what's going on. Like, it appears that they have lost the narrative to such an extent that they have to create something else. And the best way to create it would be to claim that there were objects that were shot down, meanwhile not at all explaining the objects or giving you any insight, basically making you go to ancient aliens for a reference of like how you're going to explain what's going on, as opposed to a Department of Defense official to come out and say, I mean, he even came out and said, we're not ruling anything out, when he was directly asked about an extraterrestrial visit from another planet. He literally said at the podium, we're not ruling anything out. I mean, that's insinuation, effectively.
Yeah, it is. And let's watch a little bit of that. This is the reporter. Have you ruled out aliens or extraterrestrials?
Hi, thanks, Pat, and thanks for doing this. This is for General Van Herk. Because you still haven't been able to tell us what these things are that we are shooting out of the sky, that raises the question, have you ruled out aliens or extraterrestrials? And if so, why? Because that is what everyone is asking us right now.
Hey, thanks for the question, Helene. I'll let the intel community and the counterintelligence community figure that out. I haven't ruled out anything at this point. We continue to assess every threat or potential threat unknown that approaches North America with an attempt to identify it.
So that's interesting. And I'm going to leave this graphic up for a minute, Shady, because it's actually very good. And that was the General Glenn Van Herk, H-E-R-C-K, Herk, Van Herk. But look at this. So Friday, February 4th, Shady, we had a first object shut down. That was actually a balloon. We saw that the payload is now coming out, that everything is written in English. That came from China then, right?
No.
Reminds me of that post called Symbolism Will Be Their Downfall. You can't get more symbolic than the English language on a what you're calling a Chinese balloon, right?
That's pretty true.
Downfall. Well, that thing did come falling down after it was shot, after E.T. phoned home, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. Then you got an object shot down here over Michigan. You've got one over the Yukon here, right here. A radar anomaly detected. There was an object not found in Montana. That's when they closed the airspace. And then there was in Friday, you know, there was an object shot down. And, you know, they're saying that these objects, this one here in Michigan, Shady, is octagon. And these were like the size of a car and cylindrical.
Yeah, and at no point do they explain to us how they're able to shoot these things down or why they're able to shoot them down. You know, as a matter of fact, what's his name? Oh, God, I can't think of his name. The Department of Defense guy that's such a schmuck, but he came out the other day and he was saying that the balloon didn't show autonomous movement. Like, it didn't show like it could move under its own, but we were tracking it. You could see that it wasn't moving with the jet stream. You could see that it was changing in elevation up and down, and it was hovering over those nuclear missile sites for like a day and a half. So it obviously could power itself. So that's a flat out lie.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got, you know, what is going on? Let's take a listen.
What is going on? Well, Chief National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin has more from the Pentagon. Good morning.
Good morning, Dana. Well, most Americans were watching the Super Bowl. We were getting briefed by NORAD. U.S. officials who I spoke to all weekend could not say for certain what these objects were, but said the reason they were shot down is that they were flying much lower than the Chinese spy balloon and could have threatened civilian aircraft.
I believe this is the first time within United States or America airspace that NORAD or United States Northern Command has taken kinetic action against an airborne object.
The last three objects were much smaller, about the size of a car as opposed to three buses. They did not have a steering mechanism. The Chinese spy balloon flew at 66,000 feet. These objects flew closer to 20,000 feet and seemed to be carried by the jet stream. US F-22 shot down one over Alaska, which still hasn't been recovered, another over Western Canada, and a third that first popped up on radar systems over Montana, not far from Malmstrom Air Base. It reappeared in Michigan and was shot down by an F-16 over Lake Huron. Asked whether these were weather balloons, the head of NORAD, who briefed reporters late Sunday, could not rule that in or out.
Are they weather balloons?
I'm not going to categorize them as balloons. We're calling them objects for a reason. I am not able to categorize how they stay aloft. It could be a gaseous type of balloon inside a structure, or it could be some type of a propulsion system.
The U.S. warplane sent up to observe these objects, which floated into U.S. airspace, were flying too fast past the object to make a positive identification. The reason U.S. radar systems are now picking up these objects is that the U.S. Homeland Defense adjusted its radar, widening the aperture.
We have adjusted some of those gates to give us better fidelity on seeing slower objects. You can also filter out by altitude. And so with some adjustments, we've been able to get a better categorization of radar tracks now. And that's why I think you're seeing these overall. Plus, there's a heightened alert to look for this information.
The Chinese government put out a statement saying that the U.S. has flown high-altitude balloons over China 10 times, at least 10 times, since the start of 2022.
Keck.
Wow.
It's very interesting, huh?
It's a balloon inside a cylinder, Jeff.
That's right. That's right.
I think that's called a parachute.
It's a balloon inside of a cylinder. But breaking news. This is funny. This is in China.
Okay.
This is one of the balloons. Check it out, Shady. Here comes the balloon. There it is.
Yeah. Let's do it.
There it is. That's the balloon that flew over China.
I bet they won't shoot that one down.
That's right. And you've got, NATO. Check this. I mean, what's happening in Ukraine is despicable. Check this out.
Because if NATO was going to send NATO planes to enforce
NATO planes
with a NATO presence in the airspace of Ukraine, a no-fly zone, that would be direct NATO involvement. It's a very different thing to provide the Ukrainians with different types of military capabilities that will not make us party to the conflict. Of course, the support Ukraine has evolved as the war has evolved. In the beginning, there was an enormous focus on javelins, on anti-tank, light anti-tank weapons. And then we saw the urgent need for artillery, and allies started to step up the delivery of also advanced modern artillery. And then air defense has been a main focus, and now heavy.
Is it just me, or does that guy sound like a Nazi?
Sounds pretty much like a Nazi to me there, my friend. It seems like somebody that would want World War III by the way that he talks. And a matter of fact, I mean, you know, not only are we now involved in actually operating some of these systems there, but the one guy that in the video that we played talked about what happened with Nord Stream pipelines and talked about the information that's coming out. The Substack that Seymour Hersh did about the investigation into what happened with the Nord Stream pipeline is absolutely stunning. I mean, this is another thing that they're trying to distract everyone from, because effectively we planted explosive devices down there 3 months before. And so he goes through and shows all of the pretty much all of the receipts of like all the operations that were going on, and then right up until the moment that it happened. And so interestingly enough, that we've had all this commentary coming out of Vladimir Putin and Russia saying that he's going to make sure everybody understands what happened, right on the heels of Seymour Hersh's piece, which has everybody now acting like he is somehow fake news, by the way.
Yeah. And, you know, is it me or are NATO's Nazis?
They're Nazis.
Well, here's the Nazi beginnings of NATO and how the West implemented Hitler's goals. We got the playbook, right? So this is, you know, these are the people. Welcome to Munich, right? Here we go. If you guys really understand the history of NATO, it is actually Nazi. It's the people that went from the Nazi forces went into NATO. You guys, you know, we understand our history, Shady. And, you know, these guys are Nazis, and this is their playbook. And didn't the Nazis want to, you know, change DNA in people or perfect race? Very interesting to think about, right? Everything now connected. So you've got these moves, Shady Groove, where you see a balloon that has Western writing on it and saying from China. You've got the things in Hawaii. You've got all this stuff. So what is the real narrative, guys? What is really going on? Obviously, these UFOs are a distraction from what is really troubling the Democrats and the rhinos and your government and the powers that be, the bloodline, Shady.
Yeah, because they're losing the narrative, right? I mean, the people aren't buying it. We've been seeing so much hypocrisy, especially since the Mar-a-Lago raid. I mean, everybody is seeing everything, story after story after story of the hypocrisy, and people aren't buying it. The CNN, all of the Daily Show, all of those programs are down 50% in the last year. On top of what they were down before that. So the amount of people that are paying attention to their narrative is diminishing more and more every day, causing this air of desperation, right? I mean, effectively, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it really is. And it's like, you know, we can't save the narrative. You know, they're not going to be able to, Shady. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, this congressperson, right? Let me actually pull that up, because, you know, talk about being sick to your stomach, guys. And, you know, let me grab this. I actually truthed it, but truth is kind of giving me a little bit of an issue. I guess everything is right now. Coming your way right now, guys. Come on 1 second. And thank you guys all for the beautiful birthday wishes. What a great day. Thank you guys. I'm not on my profile. I'm trying to find something. I'm not even on my profile, Shady. Basically, you know, these ASVAB battalion guys, you know, they are actually openly Nazi. And, you know, your friends and family were actually, you know, basically looking at these guys going, oh yeah, they're great, right? You know, let's put this on our timeline. Yeah, here it is right here. So this is the actual truth right here. So this is it right here. So this was Caitlin Johnstone. She says, it's a bit disturbing to see U.S. government employee who proudly carries a neo-Nazi, it's not neo, it's just Nazi, flag openly threatening those who did not toe the imperial line on Ukraine. So this is Paul Massaro, guys. And Shady, I'm not sure exactly who he is. It arrived. Thank you, heroes. And congratulations on achieving the status of brigade. And this is the ASVAB Azov Battalion, A3OB. And then he also says this, after Ukrainian victory, everyone will always claim to have supported Ukraine and condemn Russia. But we will remember, and there will be accountability. Who is this guy, Shady?
Yeah, well, you know, we kind of get a sense of who they all are.
So let me show you who the Azov Battalion is. This is a ritual called the Cathedral of Lights from the Azov Battalion. The Cathedral of Lights. And here's the Ukrainian ultra-nationalist, commonly referred to as the Bandrovets. Guys, these are Nazis through and through, okay? Mm-hmm. They're called Nazis. And, you know, if you really understand what the Cathedral of Lights is, let's go to Wikipedia, guys. Here it is right here. Wikipedia, the Cathedral of Light, or Lichtum, was a main aesthetic feature of the Nazi party rallies in Nuremberg from 34 to 38. There it is. You just saw the Ukrainians that we are all allegedly supporting, and they're actual Nazis, folks.
This is part of the brain. This is part of the mind control that we're now at a point where we have to push through. We have to be able to push through this understanding for people to recognize what really happened at the end of World War II, what really happened with all the scientists that were brought here, who NASA really was, and why did we need Space Force to circumvent these space programs that came from the Nazi regimes in the 1930s and 40s that created all the rocketry here in America for the last 50 or 60 years. There's a reason for all of this stuff playing out. And I think that what we are talking about here today with all of these things in the sky has a direct correlation to the panic of the Nazi infiltration within our government systems. This is why they're panicking. You know, that Cathedral of Light thing you just showed, go back and watch a little bit of some of the clips from what happened in Charleston West Virginia that they tried to smear Trump with. It was almost the exact same type of thing with the same type of people. And we saw buses that showed up with Antifa and white supremacists on the same bus that day. No one wants to talk about that. There's a lot of connections here, folks.
Wow. And breaking news, allegedly, Camilla has COVID, Shady Groove. Yay.
Oh, good Lord. Awesome.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So let's see. They're still struggling to control this narrative. Listen to this.
From them, what perhaps they can learn from us.
And are we still with object, or can we call them balloons?
Still with object.
So the objects were a threat to commercial air, Shady Groove. Are they balloons or objects?
Well, isn't it funny? Because that's where the reporters consistently are, and they're questioning. They have to believe it's balloons. We've never been shown the mainstream. You know, you guys have done all kinds of research on all kinds of black projects of the government, what they've been doing. Most people don't really understand that layer. And so the press gaggle, they're like, well, it's a balloon, right? Come on, just say it's a balloon. Say it's a balloon.
So we care all about this, but not Biden and the Nord Stream pipeline, Shady. Biden ordered the Nord Stream bombing, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, you did. Balloons, objects. What do you want to call them? Distraction.
And he told us. He actually said he was going to blow it up.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right there, Shady. Joe Biden ordered the Nord Stream explosions. And then this is about the Pulitzer Prize winner, Shady Groove, released a scathing report. Calls it complete fiction, the White House says. That's pretty interesting, guys. U.S. has rejected the journalist's report on Nord Stream blasts, Shady Groove. I thought we were going to have a little bit more here. Like more. It's all just music, and I got to read it to y'all. But, Shady, wow.
Yeah. 3 months. They planted those charges there 3 months ago, and then they thought they would just go away and nobody would notice, and then all of a sudden push a button. And also there was that bridge, that one bridge in connecting Crimea was hit by an underwater drone over the weekend too. So yeah. You know, we're escalating things against Russia, and in my opinion, dude, Vladimir Putin is taking it pretty good considering what we're doing over there right now.
Yeah.
Maybe to not support the SWIFT measures?
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Schönen Dank für Ihre Frage.
Thank you.
Release the UFO balloon object things.
Yeah, and the clip keeps going, and he smiles real big. Like,
for your question, I want to be absolutely clear. We have
already
prepared everything to be ready with the necessary sanctions if there is a military aggression against Ukraine. And this is necessary. It is necessary that we do this.
Did it here, though.
I promise you we'll be able to do it.
There's the smile.
Schönen Dank für Ihre Frage.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Weird. That video kind of clips it early because the one from that I saw over the weekend, he puts a big smile on, like the Joker FaceTime smile. he knows. You can tell he knows.
Yeah, really, right? Let's see, you know, these people, their narrative is failing. And thank you guys for exposing it every day and talking to your friends and family about us. They cannot control it much longer. Shady Groove, I wanted to real quick point this out too. This is Dan Scavino. Okay, look at Dan Scavino. He posted the ET. You know, that looks like a balloon, right? We'll just say that looks like a balloon. And remember, ET, phone home, right? Did the balloon phone home? But Dan Scavino posted this on at 22:25, Shady Groove. 22:25. So 10:25. And then here's post 225. 2225, Shady. It's interesting. Q says, it's question and answer. It says this. Q, did NASA fake the moon landings? Have we been to the moon since then? Are there secret space programs? Let me repeat that. Are there secret space programs? Is this why Space Force was created? False. Moon landings are real. Programs exist that are outside of public domain. Q.
Yeah.
Did we get comms confirming from Dan Scavino? 3 second Dan. Shady.
Yep. I totally think that he is trying to give us, remember what, right before they went to Mar-a-Lago, Dan Scavino gave us the post of the door with the 45 on it. Like they were going to come knocking on the door of 45. That was literally right before. And now we get this right as this, this was on Friday. If I'm not mistaken, it might've been Saturday, but I think it was Friday, but before kind of all the craziness that went on yesterday and Saturday, he kind of predicted that this is where they were going with it.
It was February 11th, 2023 at 10:25 PM from Scavino.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
February 11th. There,
yep. Right there. Boom.
Which correlates, and that's how you
Yep. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, and that correlates to a couple of other things too. Very interesting. The February 11th date there that turned out to be.
It does. And then here we are on the 13th with objects shot out of the air. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Did we cut their strings, guys? Was this something more than what they're telling us? Do we believe mainstream's narrative? Certainly not. Is the conspiracy theory right? Far, far. Or is the truth somewhere in the middle, Shady Groove? And that's what we're here to find out. We're here to find out the truth.
Well, I know one thing is for sure. I want my flying car. So wherever I got to go to buy my little car-sized flying object, point me in that direction. I'll take two.
Kick Dreaming, February 11th with your birthday. Wow. Nice, man. God bless you, Kick Dreaming. Mine was the 12th on Lincoln's birthday. Pretty cool. So, wow, Shady. And breaking news. Hillary thinks that if we're going to save the earth with global warming and climate change, no more paper currency. Hillary Clinton is advocating for Bitcoin now.
Yes, she is. She's advocating for the elimination of cash to save your climate. I'd really like to sit down and do the math on that.
You know, I mean, I guess they don't understand these bit mining things that have all the computer power and they're mining them, and that takes up a lot of resources. Oh, and by the way, did you see the reports on the windmills were frozen, so they had helicopters with diesel fuel spraying chemicals on them to unfreeze them. I mean, I'm sure that's good for the environment, right, guys?
Yeah, they were de-icing. They were de-icing the windmills, and you know, and not to mention there's been a few reports come out where these windmills are plugged into diesel generators so they can keep them moving whenever the wind isn't blowing. That's another good one.
That's right. And guys, I got another really awesome truth for you guys to go look at. This is it right here. It's from Cameron Moore. Looking forward to 2024, envisioning a world full of love, hope, and compassion. The Real TT 2020 did this with him, and hope you enjoy watching it as much as we did creating it. And it's in memory of Diamond from Diamond and Silk. But check this out. I'm going to send you guys the link. Want to make sure you guys go over there if you have True Social, if you don't get one, and go over there and say the MG Show sent you, Shady Groove. And that's our show today. Tomorrow is going to be another big day, Shady Groove.
Well, this whole week is going to be a big day, because at some point we're going to learn like what these things are, Jeff. They're going to tell us. They're going to come out and say that they've been visiting us for decades, that we've been negotiating with them and getting technology from them. It's going to be a hoot. Hold your breath.
We're going to do it. So go over to Cameron Moore underneath this video. Tell them that Matrix and Shady sent you, or the MG Show sent you. We love you guys. Wouldn't it be nice? God bless you all. Thank you guys for everything. Shady, God bless you. Yeti, thank you.
Wouldn't it be nice if we actually got along with Russia? Wouldn't it be nice if we actually got along with people?
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older and we wouldn't have to wait so long? And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? No one's gonna make it that much better. We can say goodnight and stay together. Wouldn't it be nice if we could wake up in the morning when the day is new? And we have a rest of the day together. Hold each other close the whole night through. Happy times together we can spend it. I wish that every kiss was never ending. Oh, wouldn't it be nice? Maybe if we think and wish and hope and pray it might come true.
Run, run, we.
Maybe then there wouldn't be a single thing we couldn't do.
We could be married. We could be married.
Can we be happy? Oh, wouldn't it be
nice? You know, it seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live without it. But let's talk.
God bless you all. Wouldn't it be nice? www.mg.show. Boom.